This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
The answer.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer is InfoWar. The answer is reclaiming our basic roots and what works for a civilization. Responsibility, discipline, pride, honor, strength, courage. And people are desperate for it like a man underwater wants oxygen. I'm desperate for it. The New World Order wants to make us weak. They can rule us. I say folks that act like that are the ones that are weak. We're going to go to some more of your phone calls here. I am really honored to have R.W. Bray, rwbray.com. He's the Black Engagement Director of the Republican Party of Texas. And it is exciting to see the Patriot Liberty Movement taking over the Republican Party because it's got its own share of problems. But this revolution of Trump taking the party over, they may try to take it back, but they are you know what, in their britches.
Yes. I'm happy for the RPT, Republican Party of Texas, finally growing up. We're doing things that no other state is doing, and I love the fact that it's coming out of Texas. I really do.
I'm proud of Texas. Texas always has that cliche, and growing up, your rebellion is whatever you've been told is great. But, I mean, now that I've grown up and know my parents and grandparents, and Texas isn't perfect, but compared to a lot of other places in the world, whatever, it is true, like, original Texans I knew were just, no matter what color they were just honorable, straight-shooting,
right, and
tough.
That's right.
Texas is at the head of the resistance. That's what Obama calls me, the man from Texas. And I love the fact he won't say my name. He goes, you know, that's out of Texas. And the media's like, whoa. It's almost better. It's like the name they won't say. Actually, I can feel the eye of Sauron looking at me, though. This is quite a responsibility. These people are bad news. So that's why I joke about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. I literally just started listening. Love it. But commenting on the whole charter schools and diversity that you guys spoke about earlier, I went to one of the largest high schools in Minnesota and most publicly funded, and we had diversity programs everywhere. And as we got older into school, the more divided it came. We had groups where
They didn't mean to do it. They go, they're failing in all the university studies. It's getting worse. It's designed to make us all racist, crazy people. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And it would be divided up so that the Somalian refugees would be on the East End, the African Americans would be on the West. And nobody really came together. And we were in elementary school.
Wow.
That's
how you run a prison. It's prison management. They're just putting us all in groups.
Yeah. Definitely. No question.
And the teachers thereby don't want to do it. They're like, why is this so horrible? Because it's designed to be.
That is a sad reality. You know, I had a conversation with Tom Meckler, who's the chairman of the RPT, and we talked about how the answer to compete with these failing ISDs and this, like you said, the separation, is to make sure you have charter schools and academies to challenge it. I can't remember any institution that deserves a monopoly over education. And then the way they do it is that they corral people.
Absolutely.
The blacks are here, the Latinos are here, the whites are here. That doesn't encourage anyone to work together.
And then they act like it's desegregation when all they do is throw people together and then divide them even worse.
Yes.
I mean, this is some slick stuff.
Yeah, it's strategic. Alex, it's sad.
But the great part is, it's like those hidden pictures they have on the wall. When you don't see it, you feel dumb. But as soon as you see it, it's like, oh, why didn't I see that before?
I believe that. I tell you who does see it. The Democrat Party knows exactly what they're doing, and they've mastered it. And until we wake up and we have advocates who get out there and talk about it, they'll continue to throw the wool over our eyes.
Mike, did anybody else figure out what was going on when you were in Minnesota?
Well, Alex, funny story is one of our history teachers, I mean, as we got older, I probably learned the most amount of facts when I was in elementary school in terms of history, and it just turned into more social arguments as we got into high school. I graduated from high school 5 years ago, and one of our teachers actually said that he couldn't wait for the baby boomer generation to die off, that we're Republicans, because then the real issues will be addressed.
Exactly. Like we get somewhere once you die, which is total totalitarianism.
Yeah.
They don't know that the next crop of folks will be taught, get rid of these people, you get something. It's like Bill Gates, if we don't give an old lady treatment, we can hire 10 teachers. Teachers are like, oh, people die and I get things. No, you build an economy, you take care of old people, and that builds an economy. you get the service and quality you demand. It's called civilization. I'm really impressed with the work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir. Folks, you can go to the website. It's rwbray.com. David Knight's coming up. I'm going to introduce him. Stay with us.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are drawing attention to is the amazing transformation of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party into being the National Security Party and the National Security Candidate by whipping up a neo-McCarthyist hysteria about Russia. Any serious analyst understands that China and the United States are the only real games in town. China has 10 times the population of Russia, 7 times the GDP. Russia has the GDP of Italy. It's interesting in that it wants to be, you know, that it makes provocative statements and so on. It's interesting. And, of course, within its own neck of the woods, countries between Russia and China, Caucasus and so on, Russia is very significant to them. But on the world stage, Russia is a bit player. That attempted reframing by Hillary Clinton to declare media organizations that are publishing material that shows illicit behavior in the DNC to fix the election for her, as somehow us being Russian agents. Similar criticism has emerged from people connected to her campaign to The Intercept, where Glenn Greenwald works. Her campaign has effectively called, and maybe even directly called, Donald Trump, the opposition leader in this case, a Russian agent. Jill Stein, the Greens Party candidate, effectively the fourth candidate in terms of numbers, has also been called a Russian agent. This is a neo-McCarthyist hysteria. What kind of press environment is this going to lead to post-election? The American press, in the American liberal press, in falling over themselves to defend Hillary Clinton, are erecting a demon that is going to put nooses around everyone's necks as soon as she wins the election, which she is almost certainly going to do.
That is part of the, and I don't overuse the term epic, so much stuff is epic now because there's a quickening happening. And the whole interview is on Infowars.com right now. Everybody needs to spread this interview to the four corners of the planet. I mean that figuratively before the New York Times says that I believe the earth is flat or four-cornered. You have Trump going to Mexico and saying globalism is screwing both our countries. Carlos Slim, by the way, isn't even a Mexican. You can't make this stuff up. And they are screwing everyone over. Let's come together. And the Mexican president comes out and says, I like Trump. And then Trump says they hit it off. And you can see the body language when they're out there on stage together. Because they misrepresent everything Trump says. Trump's like, you grab people that come in from Guatemala, you can't have your border open and get people free stuff. The Mexicans are like, oh, yeah, that's true. I don't dislike you. I mean, we got to have doors on our houses, people. And I'll be quite frank with you. And Trump's talked about this too. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, or whoever you are. Americans have killed our children. Well, to credit the Hispanics, they haven't done as much. So Hispanics deserve to take over the United States. I mean, yeah, quite frankly, it's the Darwin Award. You kill your kids, you deserve to not be around anymore. Fine, repopulate the United States with Mexicans. The point is that they're politically bringing them in and brainwashing them to carry out the New World Order. It must be stopped. The brainwashing, the anchor babies, the free crap. It's not fair. It's not right. The Ford Foundation instilling all this race baiting. Why would the Ford Foundation give $100 million to BLM? Because they're going to create basket cases where everyone has chips on their shoulders and never overcomes and gets stronger. That's how you become a force. No, you just get a chip, and your whole job in the world is having a chip on your shoulder. It's the essence of immaturity. I mean, I used to wonder why I was working on ranches and stuff. The cowboys would be mean to me and stuff at first. They were just testing to see who I was. And then by the end of the summer, they were like, tears in their eyes, I was leaving. And I never sit there, people in my life, and mess with them up front. I guess I do now. I need to mess with people when they're first in my life or have a job or whatever to see who you are. Let's mess with you. Let's find out what's really going on under here. But as you get older, you learn this stuff, and then you look at what the media is doing, and you're like, oh, my God, these are some nasty people. Now, I want to turn the baton over to David Knight, who, by the way, is always a handsome guy. But he looks like the most interesting man right now. I'm ready for a Dos Equis commercial. I think, David, we found your look with that gray suit and black shirt. You look pretty sharp over there.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'm going to talk about what I call Trump's Mexican summit, Alex. It's pretty amazing because even his hardcore critics, NPR, The Washington Post, even Bill Kristol are talking about how he really had a huge win yesterday.
It's a grand slam.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And, you know, of course, also we look at what's going on with SpaceX. I think there's a lot of metaphors to be seen here. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was what you were just talking about with Julian Assange. She said what the New York Times is selling is conspiracy and not journalism. That's absolutely true. There's not an ounce of real facts in this, and yet this conspiracy that the Russians are behind everything that happens bad to the Democrats, that's being used in some very serious ways as we look at Homeland Security. I thought it was very interesting in that article that you had, the interview that you had earlier today, when we were talking to Scott Adams, And at the very end of the interview, you pointed out to him, you know, Homeland Security is angling to take over our elections. He goes, no, no, that can't be true. I mean, it's just so far out that people can't.
And listen, I'm even conditioned with normalcy bias.
Yeah.
I should have been talking all day. I thought of this earlier and didn't get back to it. I should have been talking all day, productions, showing it. I had this whole plan to get clips of Obama denying it and saying, and then now they admit it, and showing how mainstream news clips admitting that Goldman Sachs is installing presidents in Europe, and explain. Davos is calling for the end of elected governments.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, you understand, folks, Hillary's putting out fundraising letters saying shut down the alt-right, and then she comes out and names yours truly. I mean, this is it, people. It's real. It hit me like a ton of bricks this morning, and I was absolutely upset. I never almost get hysterical. I was just like really concerned. I was like, what is it? What is it? I went, oh, my God. It was all the news I read early that morning before I exercised. They clearly, there's a demarcation line in the last few days. You can say it started September 1st, 2016. We're in the New World Order. It's on. Everything is moving at, let me get this exactly right. Their takeover is now moving at 20 times the previous speed, and I mean that number. I really thought about that. Before it was all incremental testing. It's now boom. I mean, it is boom. We are in it now, David.
You know, Alex, they always say, how does a very rich person go bankrupt? They asked a rich person once, and he said, well, gradually at first and then very rapidly. And that's what we're seeing happening here. They've got this deadline. They've been talking about massive structural reorganization of the global governance.
I totally forgot. You're right. Germany admits they're on the verge of collapse. Exactly. Yeah. And the average person, it's too scary. Oh, they're not taking over the elections. Oh, Germany's not saying get emergency supplies, prepare for a massive emergency. And I'm so conditioned. I've been saying it for so long, I'm not even up here tuning our horn, David.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got the articles right here. Deutsche Bank refuses clients' demand for physical gold. And it goes on, and they admit that they're telling, David, you covered it last Friday. What do you think the Germans, the national government says, get ready for a serious emergency, get food and water, and the Germans clean the shelves off? What is going on there?
Oh, they're doing a lot of prepping, and I think the key thing is there's a massive run on home safes because they can't trust the banks. You've got this negative interest rate that's going on. They know that they could confiscate their money and call it a haircut. They don't even want to put their money in safe deposit boxes because they know they'll steal that. So you've got this massive movement, a shortage of safes because everybody wants to take their cash home, put it there. Why not? Why should they have to pay the banks to save their money? Instead of the banks paying them any interest, they have to pay the banks and then have it subject to confiscation or just outright theft, if you want to call it.
And by
that.
The way, U.S. banks, you know, in the new stress test reports, I didn't even cover this. I read this like a month ago. I think it was Market Watch, and I didn't even cover it because I've been so close to it for so long. I don't want to just say, we told you. So I stuck it in the stack, David. We should pull it up. It was some kind of headline like, let me go to memory here. Let me see if I can still do this. Exact memory. U.S. banks in next crisis might need U.S. Greece-style bail-in. And then it went on to say they're preparing and looking at taking money out of your account or negative interest rates where you pay them to have an account or pay them to have money. I mean, it's like they're actually in major publications now lubing us up for grabbing the money out of our accounts, David.
Well, you know, that was one of the key things, I think, from Nigel Farage, I remembered, was the time that he got up at the EU, and he said, who are you to shut down the democratically elected leaders of Italy and Greece and put in these Goldman Sachs bankers? Who are you to override that?
Let's say it again.
Yeah.
Appointing presidents and prime ministers, and then having Soros get up and brag about it at Davos with his little demon egghead.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? You got an arch criminal, war criminal, overthrowing all these countries, running around and appointing leaders of countries?
Well, Alex, you know, that story that was on Drudge a couple of days ago, it was a Breitbart story with Bill Clinton. They went back, they looked at the Clinton Global Initiative, where he was talking to the yogurt billionaire, Chobani Yogurt. And they were talking about how they could bring in these Syrian refugees, how they were the greatest people, the greatest workers and entrepreneurs in the world. They could bring them in. There's 10,000 empty homes in Detroit. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's policy will bring in more people in her first term than the entire population of Detroit.
Yeah, they're saying Americans don't matter. We're going to resettle you and then give them welfare money.
That's right.
Like crops of things that are growing. Sorry, go ahead.
And it's even worse, Alex, because I covered that on Tuesday's Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo, the fact that this guy, who is this Chobani yogurt guy? Well, he's a Turkish citizen who is sitting on the board of the New York Fed, setting our monetary policy. He's not even an American citizen. And furthermore, he's sitting there with Bill Clinton and the Clinton Global Initiative and talking about how they're going to establish immigration policy. He's not even an American citizen. And he's
using these people as slaves
when they come into his factory.
And they're going to have basically the UN, EU oversee our election and have Homeland Security run it. But Donald Trump's wrong that they're going to have feds involved, and I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The creature in Texas is wrong. I'm sorry. Dare not say her name. Now, I'm going to hand the baton to you in a moment. I have a lot to cover here, David, but let me just add this. Something, I didn't drop the ball today, but it's epic level. Again, I use that word. It is big. It's biggest. They're announcing YouTube, Google, that if the politically correct moderators that ban people for no reason, if they don't like what you're doing, they demonetize you, basically steal your money. That is the Chinese model, and drudgereport.com is linked to our article on it, where they say you're going to have a social credit rating that the state and the telecoms and the big internet companies decide, down to the point of not being able to buy or sell online, and then finally not even having a job. This is the communist Chinese model to control their 1,300,000,000 people. And you've been to China, your adopted daughter from China, you've seen the slavery. You described it to me, the hellish orphanages. Imagine this is how they control these poor people. And now they're bringing it here. I mean, this is so draconian, so flamingly evil. But it's just a terms of service agreement. Like, oh, Samsung, we're watching you off the camera at home. Behave yourself. And they're like, oh, okay, they're watching me. Big deal. I mean, it's just... And imagine, David, it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. I'm going to say this, then I'm done. Listen to me carefully, folks. This signifies how desperate they are that they're accelerating their plan, which is way behind schedule, because they know people now understand globalism and the system, and they get the con, and it's exponentially growing. And so when you see all this draconian action, understand it's scary, it's serious, we got to fight it. But it's a sign of their weakness. They are showing themselves. They are moving quickly. China's never had freedom. They're great, smart people, but they never had a Magna Carta, never had a 1776. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we just got a few steps ahead of them. If the Chinese ever had free market, they will take over the planet, and that's fine with me. The point is that the globalists don't want them to have that, and they treat them like trash, and they are totally abused, and it is so sad, and it is so out of control, and we have to understand that we are in the crucible right now. We are in the arena. This is history happening right now. And I can tell you what Donald Trump talked to the Mexican president about. The president may get pressured. He may say some bad things later. But he said some nice things so far. So as Trump said, they really hit it off. And I know what Donald Trump said to him. Not because I talked to Donald Trump. But you watch. It might be 6 months. Might be a year. Might be tomorrow. It's going to come out. I said he should say, we're both being oppressed by globalism. Let's come together. Because I know Trump's so informed and has generals advising him. So I'm just going to stop right there. I know the type of advice he's getting. I know the intel he's getting. That's why I know what he said. I know he leaned across and said, you want to free your people and actually let your country shine with their great ingenuity and all their hard work and smarts and innovation? You know they're laundering the drug money. You know the big banks run your country. You know you've sold your people out for generations. This can all change. I'm ready to break the will of the New World Order, and we can have real prosperity. It's going to be hard. But if you want the civil war that was started, run by Washington folks, you can bet your the globalists. But I guarantee you Trump told him, I'm ready to stop the oppression of Mexico. Because I looked at that president closely on the close-up videos. He had tears in his eyes during part of it because no president or person about to be president would ever actually come and talk to him.
Yeah.
Trump completely blew the blinders off that guy. He was like a deer in the headlights, folks, because Trump is like Alex Jones. Imagine if I met with the Mexican president and I was about to be president, what I would say. It'd be that. I can guarantee you that's what Trump said. Just as I said what Trump should say yesterday. He didn't hear that from me. He was on an airplane flying to Mexico then. The thing is, Trump doesn't listen to me. The reason I've talked to Trump and he clicks is it's like finishing each other's sentences. I'm going to stop right there because they make news stories out of it. The point is, Trump is so dialed in, it is crazy, okay? Heaven sent, okay? Now, that's all I'm telling you. I want to play one little clip to have some fun and then hand the baton to David Knight. People tell me take more time off. I need to. So we went out on some friend's boat, and Tim Kennedy, soldier, and some of the other soldiers, interesting fellows, went out there with us. My security detail went out there with us. It was ridiculous. And we're there, and they're, like, tackling each other and fighting, all this other stuff. And I said, oh, yeah? And I didn't have to tell. That's what's great about single folks. Tell Tim, hey, tackle me. I was like, you know, I actually support Hillary Clinton. I really like her now. And he tackled me. And again, that's what syncing up is about. It's not that you're on the same page. And that's what society's supposed to be like, folks. Honor and common sense, you sync. And the globalists are desyncing us. Freedom is about syncing. That doesn't mean being on the same piece of paper. It means being in reality, and then it's a clear path. So it's a funny little clip, but it's funny to know it wasn't scripted. It's like, I knew he would do it. I said it. It happened. And again, that's a little microcosm of what the media is trying to figure out with this Trump stuff and me. Look, Trump and I are tuned into the same spirit. You understand? The same animating. It's folks. It is metaphysical. It's incredible. And it's happening. And I'm just going to leave it right there. Okay? But this is what's happening. It's biblical, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the clip.
I like Hillary Clinton. You know, that's where I support. So, Tim Kennedy, I'm going to support Hillary right now.
No! And again, that's just a microcosm of not scripting something, but it was scripted because he got exactly what I was saying. We were synced. David Knight, take over. Thanks for letting me take over 25 minutes of the show. We love you. Please continue.
Oh, thank you, Alex. You know, one of the things that's very dangerous, we're going to talk about what Julian Assange has said about Hillary's Un-American Activities Commission, because that's basically what it is. Remember when we had the McCarthyism? We had the House Un-American Activities Committee, HUAC. You know, we don't even need to change the acronym. You know, we should just stay with HUAC and just substitute for House Hillary, because whenever anything happens to them, it's always, you're with the Russians. It's actually pretty funny when you look at it. But when we look at what's going on with Homeland Security, and I think we need to really delve into this and look at this carefully and think about what's going to happen with this. You know, we've got Jay Johnson, who is whining about the fact that we've got 9,000 different jurisdictions running elections all over this country. That's a good thing. But it's not if you want centralized control. You have to understand, these people want a command-control economy. They want central control of everything because they are authoritarians. And think about what is going to happen if we centralize control of our elections. It means that they're going to also standardize it. How are they going to standardize it? They're going to standardize it by making it more electronic. That is the key vulnerability. So here are these people where everything is being hacked. The DNC is being hacked. Hillary is being hacked. You've got personnel files from the federal government that have been hacked in a massive way. Even the NSA has been hacked. Their hacking code was hacked. Okay, that's a recursive hack, I guess. They hacked their hacking code and put it on the internet for sale. Okay. So what would you want to do? I think you would want to not go into that environment until you've at least demonstrated that you have got some control over it, don't you? But instead, what they want to do is to standardize that. And that's really what's going to happen. They're going to make our election system even more vulnerable because they want to control it. Understand that the forefront of electronic elections has been Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. Smartmatic, the largest seller of electronic voting machines, was created by Hugo Chavez cronies in Venezuela to control the elections there. And as we talked about last night, they have a string of corruption throughout Central and South America, including the Philippines. They go in, they run these elections. All of a sudden, guess what? The system went down and we lost 25% of the votes. We don't have any audit trail for any of this stuff, but trust us, we know how they voted. We're going to tell you how 25% of the people voted, but there's no audit trail for this. This is the kind of corruption that we're looking at here. And this is something that happened 2 years ago in Brazil. People there accused a very unpopular socialist who was found guilty of all kinds of corruption, money laundering, campaign violations, campaign contribution violations. Sounds very much like Hillary Clinton, doesn't it? She was running for re-election. All this stuff was happening. The economy was failing. Inflation was going up. And there were massive corruption scandals and looting of a oil company that they had taken government control of. As all this was happening, she was down anywhere from 6.5 to 10 points in the polls just before the election, and then miraculously, she wins. Even though she was just prior to it, she was booed by a stadium of 60,000 fans, she wins. That's the danger of electronic elections. We can make it safe. We can make it very simple. We know how to do it. Use paper. Use human observers. Vote on the same day. Use photo IDs. But they don't want that. They want it complex so they can rig it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this this Thursday, September 1st, 2016. You know, it's been 272 days since Hillary Clinton has done a press conference. I think that's a big reason why she didn't go down and talk to the Mexican president, because she couldn't handle a press conference afterwards. But the press seems to be letting her get away with that. And we're going to get back to the news here. And I want to talk about SpaceX, because I think it tells us a great deal about Hillary Clinton. I think it even tells us something about 9-11 and also Julian Assange, what he's talking about with the New York Times, I think tells us, gives us some insights about 9/11. We've had WND put out a story today talking about 9/11. So welcome, WND. I'm glad they're talking about that. They've talked about it before in the past. They took it on directly this time. So we're going to talk about that story as well coming up. Before we do, real quickly, we have 20% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink at InfoWarsLife.com, a great way to support your health and to support our operation here. It's the affordable, great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. It is a game-changing formula that helps you get a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs in a very tasteful, easy-to-assimilate, easy-to-take format. That is just mixing that in with water or with carbonated water, which is what I did this morning with mine. Tasted great. My wife did that for me. Again, you can get that now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's your baseline multivitamin support right there in a drink mix. Also, we still have the Blackheart Special at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the Hillary for Prison T-shirt at cost. $9.95. We've had so many people saying, hey, we want to help InfoWars. Alex has put a second link there. If you want to buy it at full price to help the organization, you can pay $20 for it, or you can get it at cost, $9.95. Either way, we want you to get that information out there. If you want to help support the operation, that we would be, really appreciate that, but we'll offer it to you for cost because we are serious about Hillary Clinton needing to go to prison, not to the White House. Now, let's talk about what happened today with SpaceX. We had a rocket that was going to take up Facebook's newest internet satellite. It was a $200 million satellite. I mean, that's a lot of money, but think about it this way. If you're a Facebook executive, I want to talk to Mark Zuckerberg now and tell Mark it's not all that bad. That's less than half of what Obama sent in a pallet's load of cash to the Iranians, okay? He sent them $450 million. So this is only $200 million, Mark, and I'm sure that Obama can make it up to you because you guys are really good friends. Maybe, you know, he can find some more cash in a Swiss bank that he can put on a pallet and send to you to kind of cover those costs there if you're not insured. So $200 million, but it's less than Obama sent to Iran, okay, and burned on that particular mission. A series of explosions sent smoke and flames shooting through the sky and shook buildings miles away. You know, when I saw that, I thought about what Hillary Clinton said earlier this week when she was talking about all of her corruption, her privileged immunity, you know, acting as if, I guess she's got diplomatic immunity because she was Secretary of State. She can't be prosecuted no matter what she does. Or maybe that immunity comes from being a Clinton. I don't know. Or just the people that she knows or what she knows about people. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's what Hillary knows about people. But when I looked at that and I thought about it shocking buildings miles away, you know, I thought about how her corruption has sent shockwaves through our political system and how it is destroying our political system. But also her remarks. Remember earlier this week, she said, you know, these emails, there's lots of smoke, but there's no fire. Now, look at this picture. I tweeted this out earlier today. I tweeted out the picture. One of the pictures is up there. Yeah, there's a lot of smoke there. But you can also see there's fire because, you know, that's the metaphor, actually, Hillary. That's the true metaphor. You're trying to sell us a phony metaphor. Where there is smoke, there is fire. You can see that fire on the launching pad as the Facebook satellite and the rocket that it's on blow up, explode, and catch fire, okay? But now, as I put out, as I tweeted out, you know, Hillary said, well, there's lots of smoke but no fire. She looks at that. Brazil, Donna Brazile of the Democrat National Committee, she's now taken the place of Hillary's other friend, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She says, no, I don't see any smoke. Because that's what she said earlier this week when she was on the talk shows and they were asking her about it. Even as they go, and I put that hashtag bleach bit there because, you know, even as they're talking about the industrial software that she put in there, which doesn't just delete a file, but it overwrites your disk so that you can't recover the information. You know, the information is there. You can always reverse engineer that with some recovery software. They go back, they lose the directory, but they can, as long as the information is still on the disk, they can rebuild that, especially with a text file. So they use something like BleachBit to actually overwrite the data on the disk so that it's not recoverable. The only good thing about this, I guess, is that the people in Africa have now been granted a reprieve from being dominated by Facebook, a temporary reprieve at least. They're going to keep going with that. But let's talk about what Alex Jones brought up earlier, talking about Julian Assange. There's a New York Times article that came out that is accusing WikiLeaks of being affiliated with Russian intelligence. And again, as we were saying, it is the charge that they're leveling at everybody. Anybody that is an enemy of theirs is part of Russian intelligence. And he had this to say. This is the RT story. It says, WikiLeaks has dismissed a wordy article by the New York Times suggesting that leaks by founder Julian Assange may have benefited Moscow or come from, quote, Russian intelligence, unquote. They said the claims are false and that they impute conspiracy. And this is done today. This article came out today. They claim, quote, the agendas of WikiLeaks and the Kremlin have often dovetailed. They also said the majority of Julian Assange's revelations had an anti-American, slightly pro-Russia bias. Without citing a reliable proof, the newspaper went on to speculate that Assange could have received Democrat Party documents leaked earlier this year from Russian intelligence. Now, WikiLeaks replied and said the only hard news in this New York Times article is that, quote, American officials say Mr. Assange and WikiLeaks probably had no direct ties to Russian intelligence services, unquote. And he points out that was said by James Clapper, head of U.S. intelligence. He stated the U.S. government has not been able to make any attribution. We've also had the former head of technical intelligence at the NSA, William Binney, come on our show and tell us that not only does he believe that the NSA has the information if they want to get it that they can put out there, but he says he has a reason to believe that there's a lot of people that work within the NSA that would be so angry at what Hillary Clinton would do that they and get away with it, putting their lives in danger. Many people have lost their lives. Actually, Judge Napolitano said that as well. He said there's people in the intelligence community who have lost their lives over Hillary Clinton's leaks. And they're very concerned about what's going to happen with a president, Hillary Clinton. All of their heads are basically in the chopping block, in the guillotine, if Hillary Clinton becomes president. So they're angry about what's happened. They're angry about how she has exposed people, how many of them believe she has already cost people their lives. And this is not, we're not talking about Arkansas here. We're talking about costing people their lives because you've leaked intelligence that exposes them in the field. And these 30 emails that they just found that they've just turned up again. This is, you know, she used to say that Bill had these bimbo eruptions, and these people were not bimbos. Okay, there were some bimbos, and that's what they wanted to focus on. That's what Ken Starr wanted to focus on. Ken Starr wanted to focus on the bimbos, not the people who were raped, who were sexually abused by Bill Clinton. Okay, he wanted to focus on the people that were having consensual sex with Bill Clinton, and that's the way they excused him. He turned that attention over there. And we've seen after Ken Starr left as quote unquote special prosecutor to Bill Clinton, what did he do? He wound up becoming a defender of Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, the serial pedophile who was a friend of Bill Clinton. Ken Starr defended that man in court. And then Ken Starr at Baylor, no longer at Baylor, defended football players who were accused of rape. But what he did with Bill Clinton to defend him was basically to deflect attention to bimbos, not to victims. Okay? But Hillary Clinton has got her own eruptions, this continual trickle of things that are being released, emails that are showing what they have done secretly, how they have set up pay for play, how they have played fast and loose and carelessly with national security issues. But then they go on in this article, they say, this is from WikiLeaks, a tweet from them, they say, no, Julian Assange did not say that Clinton is a demon. Actually, that would be us. Let's get the attribution right. he says, the demon is neo-McCarthyist hysteria that has been erected by the liberal press. Now, we did say she's a demon, and we will gladly accept that because we really do believe that she is. And then they went on to say this. Last thing I'll have to say about this. A WikiLeaks statement rejected the notion that WikiLeaks is a sympathizer to Moscow. They said WikiLeaks has published more than 650,000 documents about Russia and about President Putin, most of which are critical. So the point of WikiLeaks is to expose secret, hidden agendas. because secret hidden agendas create corruption. They give people who are prone to be corrupted by power, and everybody is prone to be corrupted by power, but the worst people seem to be able to actually achieve their goal of getting the power. But it's that corruption that comes with power that gets, it's like pouring gasoline on the fire when there is no transparency, where there is no oversight. And so the mission of WikiLeaks has been to expose this to make people who hate transparency, people like Barack Obama, people like George W. Bush, people especially like Hillary Clinton, to expose what they are doing in the dark, to shine light on it. She talks about the dark corners of the Internet. No, she is doing the things in the dark. The Internet is the light that is shining on what Hillary Clinton is doing. And then as we talk about this conspiracy, you know, whether it is a conspiracy, now we have the New York Times openly engaging in conspiracy theories. And then I thought it was interesting to see this article today appear on WorldNet Daily, WND, talking about the government's other conspiracy theory, you know, the official 9/11 story, you know, the idea that two planes caused three buildings to collapse in their footprint. Okay, just think about that for a moment. And along those lines, along the physical lines of that, of course, there's a lot of different angles we can look at this and say, you know what, the government's official conspiracy theory about 9/11 cannot be true. Again, going back to Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes, he says, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, is the truth. Okay, so when you eliminate things that cannot happen, like these three skyscrapers falling into their footprint when only two of them were even hit by a plane, that's when we start to look at some things that might be true. Now, why did they bring this up again? We've just had another physics magazine. This is Europhysics Magazine. A respected publication of the European physics community has published a report by four experts who say the evidence points overwhelmingly to the conclusion that all three buildings were destroyed by controlled demolition. And that has far-reaching political implications, because you'd have to prepare that in advance if you're going to have a demolition. Just like you have to prepare the solution. You know, when you say that we've got evidence, and the FBI comes out and says, we've got some evidence that a couple of states had some Russians snooping around in their election system, so I think we need to take it over. They are giving you a load of baloney just so they can sell you the solution that they already wanted to do, which is a government takeover. That's always what they want to sell. They say, given the far-reaching implications, it is morally imperative that this hypothesis be the subject of a truly scientific, impartial investigation by responsible authorities, said the four physicists. And then they point out in this article from WND that in August 2002, the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and we've talked about this before as well, even NIST found that the three buildings were the only known cases of total structural collapse in high-rise buildings where fires played a significant role. Quote from NIST, the government's own scientific standards and technology organization, they say it bears repeating that fires have never caused the total collapse of a steel-framed high-rise before or since 9/11. Okay, did we witness an unprecedented event three separate times on September 11th? Yeah. Again, two planes, three buildings. Do the math, okay? And then they go on and talk about some of the other aspects of it. And I have to ask, you know, where are the lawsuits? We just had a lawsuit that was shut down out in Colorado. You know, they, every time there's a shooting, they try to come after the place where the shooting occurred, the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, or they go after gun manufacturers, even though there are laws that say you can't sue a gun manufacturer just because they make guns. That doesn't make it give them any liability, any criminal liability in that crime. Just like you can't sue Ford if you've got a jihadi using a Ford truck to run down people at a French beach, okay? The people who made that truck didn't do anything wrong. It was the person who was running people down that did something wrong. But where are the people suing the engineers and architects that built the World Trade Center? Where are they? Why aren't they suing the building inspectors there in New York City who inspected that, who went over their design, who double-checked that? Why aren't they suing the people who built it? Interesting, isn't it? Now, I want to abruptly change this. I got a story just as we went to break that Kit Daniels gave to me. This is something we've talked about before. Gary Johnson loves to say that he's not against the Second Amendment, even though he chose William Weld, who is against the Second Amendment, and said, you know, I'm not going to run as a Libertarian candidate if I don't get William Weld as my VP. He was very adamant about that. And there was a lot of debate at the time within the party. So this guy has been against the Second Amendment from the get-go. And now the NRA is pointing that out. This is a story by Kit Daniels at Infowars.com. The Libertarian Party is running an anti-gun candidate for vice president, warns the NRA. They say, as governor of Massachusetts, William Wells supported various gun control schemes, including a ban on semi-automatic firearms. The NRA also says, unfortunately, and despite being the Libertarian candidate for vice president, Weld continues his anti-gun ways. Weld recently confirmed his anti-gun stance and his ignorance on guns in general, writes Kit. He says, and this is a quote from William Weld in an interview just recently in August. The five-shot rifle, says Weld, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is, if you attach a clip to it, so it can fire more shells, and if you remove the pins, it becomes an automatic weapon. And those are independent criminal offenses. That's when it becomes essentially a weapon of mass destruction. And he also attacked AR-15s. Well, let me tell you something, Weld. You should take a look at the flag that we have all over here in Texas, the come and take it flag. You know what's on that flag? It's not a musket. It's a cannon. It's a cannon. You know, when they went to get the arms at Concord and Lexington in Massachusetts, where you were governor, they went there to take the cannons, not just the firearms. The Second Amendment is about the militia protecting our country, not a standing army. They were supposed to be military weapons to protect us from foreign and domestic enemies. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Summit, because I think that's really what we ought to talk about. It's so much of a victory. We've got an article here from The Hill saying Trump has the ball and Hillary can't run out the clock. We're going to take a look at what Donald Trump's critics said about what happened yesterday. But before we do, real quickly, just want to let you know that our initial supply of BioTrue Selenium is running low. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, this is our initial run of a new Selenium that we are selling at InfoWarsLife.com. This is from a 100% organic source. It's 100% organic mustard seed. They press it out of that. So you not only do you not get some trace heavy metals that you might get in some mineral formulations of selenium, it's not synthetic. It is organic, and it doesn't have any of these heavy metals. As a matter of fact, when they press it out of the organic mustard seed, you actually get some good things out of that as well. But, again, it's something that is very important for your health, and it's a new formulation that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have 20% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. That's at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. So take advantage of that. And the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, part of our Black Heart special, you can get that at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, $9.95. That's our cost. If you want to help our organization, we have another little box down there that Alex has added, so you can pay full cost if you would like to help us to support our operation here, but we're going to put that out there at cost for people because we want to get that message out. Again, your Hillary for Prison t-shirt at cost, part of our Black Heart special at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk real quickly in the time we've got left about Trump's Mexican summit. This is the Washington Post. No friend to Donald Trump. They say Donald Trump went to Mexico and won. Okay? Hillary was the loser in this, folks. That's not their subtitle. But they say after weeks of scrutiny, actually after weeks of attack by this same organization, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, etc. But after weeks of that, Trump needed to restore some sense of legitimacy and strength to his flailing campaign. Yeah, I don't think it was flailing. But anyway, what better way to do this than to stand statesmanlike next to the president of Mexico? Trump, says the Washington Post, played the role to perfection. Subdued, even solemn, he owned the proceedings. Trump chose when and how he wanted to visit Mexico. He established the meeting's agenda. He laid out a 5-point plan for a bilateral relationship and a potential Trump presidency. He even chose who got to ask the questions during the brief news conference that followed the usual statements. Because, you know, he's had a lot of practice doing this. He's had 16 press conferences. Hillary has had 0 press conferences. And they go on to say, he deftly placed himself on equal footing with the president of Mexico. A master of optics, Trump used the setting to his advantage, calling Peña Nieto, I don't know how to pronounce his name, sorry folks, I'm not Spanish. A master of optics, he used the setting to his advantage. He called him a friend. He conveniently shook his hand for front page ready photos. He avoided anything resembling an apology, and albeit in more careful terms than before, he stood by the construction of a border barrier. Okay. Meanwhile, even NPR says Trump makes nice in Mexico. He struck his most presidential pose to date. And then you got The Hill pointing out that everybody would say he can't come back from this deficit. You know, his former campaign manager, Manafort, said, you know, we were never planning to win in August. We're planning to win in November. And even William Crystal says, it's hard when you're a challenger to seem presidential. Trump standing there for all the awkwardness looks presidential. A good day for Trump. And Hillary's former communication director said, if you believe Trump need to pivot, moderate, look more for presidential, the event was a home run. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.